818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, last half hour of hour number three of today's show here on this Thursday, April 10th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today. One of the things that I found a story on that relates to potentially charter governments, a case before the Supreme Court could spell the end to charter governments here in the state of Michigan. What does that mean? Well, an attorney told the Michigan Supreme Court yesterday that allowing a county commission to intrude on the county executive's domain would have significant ramifications that could spell the end to charter county governments. Macomb County Board of Commissioners attorney countered that the board has the prerogative to require its executive and finance departments to furnish public financial information and that they should have real-time access to the data in the county's financial software. This case is not about access of software or software access ordinances, but rather about providing current, meaningful, accurate, and real-time information regarding the financial status of the county so that legislative decisions can be made by the county commissioners, said Peter Webster, who represents the commissioners there in Macomb County. This information obviously is important. Well, David Porter, the attorney who represents Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle, said the case is about the interpretation of the charter, specifically whether law includes ordinances. He argued that the drafters of the charter intended the word law to mean state laws, not local ordinances. The attorney went on to say that allowing the county board to encroach on the county executive's territory by giving them access to financial software would undermine the charter's intent and the intended separations of power. There's no stopping point if the commission has the authority in this case to control access to financial software, Porter told the court. There's also no stopping the commission from adopting ordinances that could intrude even further on the executive's authority. The dispute arose back in 2017 when commissioners wanted access to the county's financial software and the county executive said no. In response, the commission passed an ordinance that called for the legislative affairs director to be given real-time, read-only access to the financial software program that the county uses. Well, Macomb County Executive Hackle refused to cooperate with that county ordinance. Why? Because he said he believes it violates the county charter. Well, the trial court sided with Hackle, and the Michigan Court of Appeals reaffirmed it in their opinion that came out in October 2023. Well, now The case has gone in front of the Michigan Supreme Court. Justice Elizabeth Welch questioned why real-time access linked to budgeting was crucial in order for the board to discuss and make informed decisions about any significant amendments that would be required during the fiscal year. Well, the current Chief Justice, Beth Clement, did not participate in the arguments yesterday because she's leaving the court this month. Other members of the Supreme Court had questions as well and said this issue is very confusing, primarily because of the original charter that was given to the county from the state. Now, first of all, I have to be honest. From my understanding, only these larger populated counties have even a county executive. Here in Antrim County, we don't have a county executive. We have a county administrator, but he is a non-elected, hired by the commissioners to be the county's administrator. He doesn't vote on any of their resolutions. He doesn't have any real input unless asked by the commissioners to participate in their monthly meetings. But in these larger counties, I know Oakland County has always had a county executive, Macomb, I'm sure Wayne, perhaps Kent, and other counties around the state. But this, basically, this case being argued right now in front of the Michigan Supreme Court, well, it could change the charters of some of these county governments. So I found this to be very interesting, and we'll be following this and seeing where this goes. But it's being argued right now this week in front of the Michigan Supreme Court, and we'll see what their final decision is going to be. One of the people that I think we're looking at in this governor's race, kind of interesting that since John James, a sitting U.S. congressman, announced that he is going to run for governor in 2026, was mentioned in the Oval Office yesterday by Donald Trump. Now, one of the things that's happening in the country, two states, Mississippi and Kentucky, are now pushing legislatures to pass the elimination of the state income tax. Mississippi as well as Kentucky. Now, the interesting thing there, they have Republican majorities in both the House, the Senate, and the governor's office. So Mississippi and Kentucky now looking at ending state income tax at the state level. Adding to the list, of course, that currently don't have state income taxes in their states. Now, ask my tax folks, the elimination of property tax, if we're able to collect enough signatures to put it on the ballot, would be on the ballot for November of 2026. This, of course, is going to be the ballot that we will be electing a new governor and we will be electing a new U.S. senator. Some political consultants that MERS News Service spoke with said this could prove to be as large a turnout for a midterm election equal to what we just went through in the November 5th, 2024 presidential election. They're saying that because of these races for governor, U.S. Senate, plus these ballot initiatives could end up proving to be a large presidential type turnout election. So it's going to be very, very interesting to watch how this all unfolds. Now, one thing I would hope is that Donald Trump would stay out of both of these races. Even though he mentioned John James for governor yesterday in the Oval Office, mentioning him as a congressman helping in Michigan, I hope he does not endorse in that governor's race. I also hope he does not endorse in the Michigan U.S. Senate race. While we're waiting for a candidate to come forward to make the announcement, so far the only one to do it is Mallory McMorrow, a state senator who's made her announcement that she is in fact running for the U.S. Senate on the Democrat side. Well, in starting off her fundraising email this week, the two-term state senator wrote, "We need new leaders in Washington who will call out all the BS." And she did not use the letters. She used the word. McMorrow used the BS later in her pitch in a sentence that was underlined and highlighted in yellow for effect. "My approach in the Michigan State Senate is the same approach I will take to the U.S. Senate. No BS." McMorrow expanded on her comments in the fundraising pitch email by adding that President Trump and his government efficiency head, Elon Musk, are trying to overwhelm us, trying to make the public feel powerless, but we are not powerless. She continued that this is not a moment for weakness. This is time to put our heads together and get to work. So very, very interesting choice of words, because within the last 6 months, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, as well as Democratic running mate Tim Walz, who ran with Kamala Harris, they too used the same BS term in their fundraising letters. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Right. remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Again, I want to remind you that the Charlevoix, Antrim County area looks like we are going to team up together to work for Axe My Tax effort. I reached out to a fellow volunteer in Charlevoix, and he said they definitely want to work with us in Antrim County. So this is another way that you guys can participate. Maybe, perhaps, if you live on the edge, like I do, Antrim County, west side, northern part, very close to Charlevoix, there could be efforts with your neighboring county. So again, just go to their website. Their website, axmytax.org, axmytax.org, and right there at the top of the page, you can volunteer. You can also donate. If you believe in this effort, you want to help Carla Wagner raise money for postage, mailing the petitions out, getting them back, printing costs, her gas expenses. She's traveling around the state. She's attending a lot of these events. You can also click on next to volunteer. There's a blue button there that says donate. Donate $5, $10, whatever you can. We'd greatly appreciate it. We're going to very much be engaged in helping her get enough signatures to put this on the ballot in 2026. Next, I've been talking about mentioning the Sheboygan County Republican Party's Reagan Day dinner. Well, it's been postponed. It is not going to be on Saturday, May 3rd. They're going to be moving it to another date later in the fall. And they said they will get back to us and let us know where it's going to be and what date it's going to be. If you've purchased tickets already, you can have them keep the money and apply it toward the event in the fall, or you can ask for a refund. Just go to Sheboygan Republicans' website and communicate with them through the website. You can also send them an email, or you can give them a call. If you like the information, just text me CC for Sheboygan County, and I'll send you the information as well. One of the things I think that we are looking at here, as the stock market is doing a little bit of a sell-off correction again today, is anybody listening, if you're invested in the stock market, you have mutual funds, you have a 401k or whatever, don't panic. Do not sell. The only way you're going to take a loss of any equity that you may have invested in these funds is if you sell. Write it out. Because Peter Navarro and others have looked at this plan that Donald Trump is implementing, especially dealing with China, and they're predicting, folks, that the Dow Jones is going to hit 50,000 points. 50,000 points here in the very, very, very near future. If the Dow goes up, the S&P 500 goes up, the NASDAQ goes up, your investments could potentially see almost a 20% gain. Because right now they're just under 40,000 in the Dow. If it goes to 50,000, that's a 25% of the current level of what it is. You add another 10,000 points on top of the 40, that's huge. So again, be patient, don't panic, don't sell, just ride the storm out. If I guess I have any advice to you at all, don't even look at your 401k statements, don't even look at the stock market reports. Just let this thing play out. Come later this summer, you'll start seeing this thing turn around. After this 90-day pause, which Donald Trump announced yesterday, you're looking at July. And by July, a lot of these countries will have new trade agreements with the United States. I think the investors, I think corporate America, I think everybody will start getting accustomed to the new way of us doing business on the world stage. And I think the economy will come back. We're already seeing it in the price of oil. We're already seeing it in the bond market. Interest rates are definitely coming down. So hang in there. Don't panic. Don't sell. Just honestly, don't even pay attention to it. Come back in 2 or 3 months and see where we're at. But I think that this plan is definitely, definitely, definitely going to work, what Donald Trump's putting together. So again, just be patient. Finally, we still have a few radio stickers left. We also have some Doge stickers. If you want to text me on my cell phone, 231-360-5140, your first and last name, your mailing address, and how many vehicles you pledge to put rear window stickers on for the radio station, we'll get those mailed out to you, as well as send you a Doge sticker. If you'd like one of those, just text me stickers, plural, as well as your information. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow.
Thank
Have a great
for
day, everybody.
To your defending fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite.